Welcome back to Divine Chaos, dear friends. Today, I have a blissful topic I've been wanting to talk about for a couple weeks, ever since I received this message from Love Itself. I'm going to title it, Let Me Love You From the Inside Out, because that is the most soothing phrase that I heard from Love Itself on this particular morning. But before I get into sharing the message, I want to let you know that for those of you who look forward to listening to a podcast once a week, as I usually post, sometimes there are times where I don't make it till 2 weeks or 3 weeks out, and that is because this wonderful game of life kind of pulls me into the contrast, and I then, just kind of choose for longer than I like to get pulled into the contrast. You know, the difficult challenges of life, the struggles, the unexpected things that occur. And yet I believe that you are probably like me, and that we would all like to learn how to spend more time dwelling in the field of pure love, where we get to create more positive, wonderful, blissful experiences, more of our soul's joyful intentions, instead of somehow perpetuating some of the lower energy vibrations. And yes, I do believe some of it is just unpreventable. And though love continues to teach me that we have more and more power to create our experience than we have yet come to realize. And I'm getting that more and more clearly. So I'm going to try to kind of interweave some of those lessons as I share this message with you. I had been sitting to meditate just a couple weeks ago, and just asking love, what else would you have me hear? What else would you have me know? And this is what I received. And I will read it once through and then go back and go slowly one piece at a time and hopefully be able to interject some insights that have come to pass as well over these past couple weeks since I received this message. And this is what love shared with me from that very silent space within. My beloved one, I would have you know your fullness in me. I would have you know more fully your ability to live in full union with all love. Your eagle flight analogy is useful here. For I am your eagle, and your tuning to my deep love for you is what enables you to trust in our flight together. We join through the love that we are, and this empowers and enables me to fulfill your intention and focus. To fine-tune this connection of ours, you must learn to let me love you from the inside out. For feeling and absorbing my love that expands throughout your heart space, so that all of your being melds into our one love, is the awakening, the expansion of the new earth. Our love aligns, and hence trust in me becomes nothing more than an expansion of you, of our one love. Feel our one love expanding through each flower, each outpouring of nature. Then let your awareness expand to feel our one love expand through each creature, and then through each being So much so that the love you feel of our union becomes the love you feel in union with each and every expression of our one love. So that all you see and feel and think of becomes the expression of our one love. And thus the new earth is alive and vibrant and expressing through you, through the power of the extension of all love. Thus, our one love is expressing through your intention, which is our creation together. Let's see if we can go back and unpack this a bit. I have to be honest, I'm still trying to fully allow myself to have the full experience of what love is trying to say, because this is a really deep experiential concept. So let me start back from the beginning. I would have you know your fullness in me. And I noticed that right from the beginning, I always ask, what would you have me hear? What would you have me know? And I'm realizing love is saying, I'm not trying to tell you something. I'm trying to teach you something to experience. I would have you know more fully your ability to live in full union with all love. Your eagle flight analogy is useful here. So I want to back up and share with you where that comes from. If you listen to the last podcast, Jerry and I were talking about regulating the central nervous system. And we were talking about something called a vagal break, which is an exercise that helps just immediately kind of put the brake on that fight or flight or freeze response. It helps you immediately kind of come back into a balanced state of regulation. And my vagal break that I was describing is that I imagine myself, this is all in correlation with the breath. In my inhale, I'm just breathing in energy because the inhale is what energizes. And then on my exhale, which is drawn out a little more slowly and gradually than the inhale, I imagine myself just sitting on the back of an eagle and just letting go and surrendering and trusting to the flight. So it's just a nice, long, peaceful exhale, just on eagle's wings, knowing I'm safe and can just trust and release. And it's really the process of the exhale being a little longer than the inhale that invokes that vagal response, that calming of the central nervous system. But then for me, it also becomes the imagery and the remembering that it is safe to trust. And so love is saying, your eagle flight analogy is useful here. For I am your eagle. And your tuning to my deep love for you is what enables you to trust our flight together. That is so key. Because the trust is what's so difficult for all of us. And yet, love is saying you have to allow yourself to receive, to tune into the deep love that really resides within you. That's what helps you to know it is safe to trust. You might create your own vagal break analogy. For me, it's the eagle. For others, someone else had mentioned an ocean wave, or maybe just putting the brake on a car. But for me, I blended it with remembering it is safe to trust. As I'm letting myself just feel the love that is there for me. I guess, you know, when you know how deeply someone loves you, it sure does make it easier to trust. You know that you feel safe with them by the very visceral feeling of their love for you and that they are tuned to your feelings and needs. And that they really want what is best for you. So love is saying, tuning to my deep love for you is what enables you to trust in our flight together. You know we can feel within us when something doesn't feel like love. We can feel within us when something doesn't feel safe, when someone disregards who we are or how we're feeling, or attempts to judge us or criticize us. We know that doesn't feel like love. And therefore, it doesn't feel safe to trust. If someone tries to dupe us or make us doubt our reality, that doesn't feel like love. And therefore, of course, we're not going to naturally trust. The trust comes from feeling safe and feeling loved. So love is inviting us to really allow ourselves to let the love in. Love goes on to say, we join through the love that we are, and this empowers and enables me to fulfill your intention and focus. So there's that key about creating. We hold our intention, we hold our focus. For me, it's kind of like as I'm trusting and absorbing love on the back of that eagle, all I need to do really is focus on my intention. I'll give you a really small example. I put a lot of my focus and intention sometimes on just being in a field of flowers, just being surrounded by the bliss and the peace of just flowers. I just love flowers. And I love, oh my gosh, the cherry blossom trees and the flowering trees that smell so sweet and beautiful here in springtime in Ohio. And so often that's my intention and my focus is just to feel the freedom, the bliss, the peace of being surrounded and loved by nature through flowers and trees. And here recently, I was just completely, it's such a mix this weekend of joy and contrasting experience, things that were quite challenging. I've been aware that for some reason I've been attracting into my life some folks, some kind of side stories in my life with people who have pretty strong narcissistic defenses, who do gaslighting and judgment. And I had really been bringing it all to love and trying to come back into this space of trust. And I flew in just in the air from the airport into Columbus and had to drive home an hour and a half. And I got back home and discovered, oh my gosh, I had left my laptop on the shuttle back to my car. And my laptop is all my work. I do all my counseling sessions on my laptop, video, telehealth sessions. So there was just no way around it. I had to go drive basically 3 hours back and forth to Columbus again to get my laptop. So I got a good night's sleep and turned around and did it in the morning. But in that morning, I put out the intention, you know, I just release all grievances. I choose miracles today. I'm going to let love show me. I know that there is something really good that can come of just this trip back to Columbus. And I'm going to let myself receive and be led to whatever other blessing is there in the midst of this trip. I'm going to trust I'm being guided. So I just made up my mind, I'm going to make this trip worthwhile if I need to go back anyway. So I decided to just really savor the ride down, try to really be present and absorb nature. And then on my way back from the airport, I pass a park in Columbus that I rarely go to, but I just love. It's called Innes Woods. And so I decided I'm going to stop there because I'm really needing some nature therapy and love. And immediately as I pulled in, I was surrounded by my vision, the intention I've been holding. It never even occurred to me. All the tulips were in bloom. All the cherry blossoms were just fully in bloom. They just smelled so good. And I just reveled. Like, I can't believe this. I should believe it, but I let go. I trusted. I let you lead me, and you led me straight to that which I've been, you know, visualizing probably all winter, just being surrounded by flowers and that blissful, peaceful place. So I took just lots of time to revel in that and acknowledge that love had guided me there because I trusted and surrendered and let myself be led and look for the miracles. And I, as a matter of fact, even just stood under some cherry blossom trees, leaned up against one of them, and just let them hug me and let God love me through nature. And that came in large part from this message and from that previous podcast we did on calming the central nervous system. I knew I needed to just let myself be loved. So that's just a wonderful example of how, when you trust and surrender, that love is there guiding you, that your intention, what you put your intention and your focus on, you will be led to. So love goes on to say, to fine-tune this connection of ours, you must learn to let me love you from the inside out. And you know what? The reality of this just hit me. I was trying to figure out how I might explain that. You know, sometimes I've mentioned to you in podcasts, I think, or maybe on my YouTube channel, how I'll light a candle. And how the angels had mentioned to me that love is really like the spark that lights the flame within us, that breeds that connection with love itself, that fosters that connection. So I'll light the candle and I will feel it like that is love expanding through my heart. And that's one way that I allow myself to tune into the love within. But another way, when you think about love itself, loving us from the inside out, it just comes to me because I stood under those cherry blossom trees and I put my hand on my heart and I just let myself cry. And I let love love me through the pain. And that is how we let love love us from the inside out. We have to let our hearts break open to feel the pain so that we can let ourselves be held in love and bring the pain to the love. So, wow, I mean, just that very metaphor to me, it's like my heart opening wide and letting love come in through the deepest, darkest places, the places that hurt the most, and love me from the inside out. And that is where then we realize the depth of love that's there for us. And we don't just realize it, we feel it. It transforms us. It transforms the pain into freedom, into peace, into reassurance, into that trust that you are not alone, that you are always held in love's embrace. You know, I asked love in meditation just this morning, why on earth would we choose the pain that we go through, you know, in this classroom of life experience? Why would we want this? And love's first response, well, first of all, you knew at a soul level before you came into form that you ultimately could not be hurt. And I think that's what we realize when we let love itself love us from the inside out, is when we go into that place deep within our heart where we connect with that deep well of love from which we came. We remember then that nothing in physical form can really touch the truth of who we are. So love itself goes on to say, for feeling and absorbing my love that expands throughout your heart space, so that all of your being melds into our one love, is the awakening, the expansion of the new earth. Our love aligns, and hence trust in me becomes nothing more than an expansion of you, of our one love. What I'm coming to understand from this, love is saying, so that all of your being melds into our one love. It's in the tuning into that love deep within that we awaken to the truth that we are completely one with all love. We are complete, whole. We are kind of just melting back into the unified field of all one love. We're the energetic field of this love. We're all of it. We are the whole ocean. We're not just the little wave. We are the whole ocean. And that is where we come to realize that everything in form is expanding out of this one energetic field of pure love. So it's such a, you can't think it through. You have to like let yourself feel into this knowing that we are one with all of it. Love goes on to say, feel our one love expanding through each flower, each outpouring of nature. You know, as I was standing under those cherry blossom trees, I was reminded of how trees have this huge, intricate network of their roots connecting one with the other, and how they sustain and support each other and guide each other, even when there's harmful things, somehow they redirect. Just a whole system of communication beneath the ground in the roots of the trees. And that analogy, you know, is really just beautiful for the whole way all of this works. It's, we are all one intricate system of love and energy that then is outpouring through nature and through each one of us. Love says, feel our one love expanding through each flower, each outpouring of nature. Then let your awareness expand to feel our one love expand through each creature, and then through each being, so much so that the love that you feel of our union becomes the love you feel in union with each and every expression of our one love. This piece becomes a little harder for me, and I think probably for many. Oh, it's so much easier for me to feel my love expanding through a flower and through nature and through the adorable little creatures and through those that I love, my children, my husband, my family. But then when it comes to people that hurt me, that's tricky. How do I begin to allow myself to consider that in some way that is still part of me expanding and expressing through a different experience with different life lessons to learn, all kind of like waves as part of the one big ocean, but yet ever still part of me and in some ways, well, in all ways, a reflection back to me of who I am or what I'm needing to see. And I can get there sometimes when I do that Hawaiian forgiveness ritual that I talked about. I explained that in another podcast, where I might be like writing a letter to that person who has hurt me. And I say, I'm so sorry for the pain that you have been through that has created these behaviors in you. Please forgive me for any way that I have contributed to that. And when I think about the please forgive me part, it's acknowledging that I am one with all of humanity in some way creating this pain that creates these reflective, painful experiences. Thank you for doing the best that you can do. And I love you. I love the light in you, the truth that is buried beneath these painful pieces of you. So I have noticed when I'm able to do that process, it helps me feel the love and connect more so even with those that have hurt me. Because we all are truly an expression of one love. And love goes on to say, so that all you see and feel and think of becomes the expression of our one love. And thus the new earth is alive and vibrant and expressing through you, through the power of the extension of all love. Thus, our one love is expressing through your intention, which is our creation together. So the most beautiful part of that is that we can't fix the things that are painful through the ego mind, through the thinking, through the anger, through the fight or flight response, to the reactivity. No, we have to raise ourselves to let love love us from the inside out, where we come back into the field of pure love. And that is where the power is. We're flying on that eagle, and all we really need to do is stay in the higher energetic vibration of pure love and hold the intention of what we so desire, what brings us the most joy, and let love itself take us there. Now, granted, this is a practice for all of us, because I, like you, can just dwell and get stuck in those lower vibrations, in the fight or flight or the freeze response, and just keep repeating it over and over. So we're just teaching ourselves to move back into the field of pure love by letting love love us from the inside out, so that we realize it's safe to stay in that place where we put our highest intentions and can trust that love will get us there. That even though this seems like a really big inconvenience to drive another 3 hours to pick up a laptop, somewhere there's love is going to show us the way through all of this painful stuff. And maybe eventually, I think this is what love is saying, eventually we're going to get to find our home back in the field of pure love more consistently, so that the intentions that we have for our highest good, we will allow ourselves to bring and call into being more readily. When I was walking through Innes Woods, I paused at a bridge over a little stream, and I noticed all the rocks that the water had to go around. And I was thinking, yes, we all do have our rocks. You know, some of them are bigger, some of them are smaller, but the water is making its way around, and it's all still getting back to the source, to the place where it is all one again. So it doesn't matter the journey, we're all still going to get there. We're going to get back home to the field of pure love. I would like to close with a short message I received from my angel family that just brings me such joy and I think is a wonderful wrap up for all this. They said to me, with great joy and high energy, now we progress as we planned. Instead of being led by the struggle, you let us lead with deep love and joy of being fully one with all love. Feel us love you through each and every magical experience. Watch and savor how we line things up and open doors to provide for you. It is safe to trust in all love.